This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalists have launched their project of dehumanization. We have launched our project, a pro-human future to the stars. The battle for the future of humanity is happening now. InfoWars, thanks to all of your support, has successfully triggered a chain reaction of global awakening to the New World Order's operations. And now, the next phase in the fight for human liberty has begun. We have achieved liftoff. Let's go to Doug in Florida. Doug, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you? First-time caller, very long-time listener. Before I get into the serious topic, and I know you're blowing through calls right now, I just had to ask a question first. Are you a Rush fan by any chance? Because what I heard the two previous breaks before, when you were talking about breaking down in code that we all are, there's Rush albums, Signals, Grace Under Pressure. We're literally living in this time period where everything that you were saying sounded exactly like Neil Peart had written your dialogue. And I was just curious if you've tapped into that, because I've heard some of their songs in your bumper. And I don't know if you've ever delved into those albums, but I mean, we are literally living through lyrically periods of time that that you were, it sounded like you were just lifting it from a lot of his words and music. Is there any kind of truth to that?
Well, I do like Rush, and I've never really studied the lyrics. I like how it sounds, but no, I mean, this is, the ancients talked about it. It's all there. I mean, that's what I see going on.
Right. It was just a quick question I just wanted to ask off the top.
Need to read. What are some of the songs' lyrics that I should look at?
Well, you should definitely look at anything from Signals and Grace Under Pressure stuff. There's three parts of Fear, which would be Witch Hunt, The Weapon, The Enemy Within. But what you were kind of leaning towards was with The Body Electric. And then there's a song called This and Early Warning, which talks about the DEW line up in Canada that had existed there with, you know, nuclear warfare. And I don't even think that exists anymore. I think they've adopted a new system up there. But, you know, Lost Generations, as far as the song Between the Wheels. And I mean, there's literally, once you start digging into it, you'll understand exactly. Digital Man. The Body Electric is really about AI control. We become androids and everything. And the chorus is 100-1001 SOS.
Well, sure. I mean, I think it's not just me or you seeing what's coming. I think those guys back when we were kids or before some people were born saw it. I think humans all see the same threat. And so I think you're going to hear the same message from people that you call them visionaries over and over again. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
I didn't get to ask my question. The thing is, I worked as a state investigator, and then I worked as a contractor in Texas. I lived in Ellis County, and I would be out on assignments in the Guadalupe Range and working down in Fort Stockton and everything as far as trafficking. And what I want to talk about really quickly was the black community and the Hispanic community is in this intertwined civil war that nobody talks about. And I know the media intentionally is burying it, but I saw it firsthand. I saw the bodies firsthand. I saw the actions of the Los Zetas cartel that has really just infiltrated all throughout North Texas, and it's really spreading out throughout the Gulf Coast. Extremely alarming. And as the immigration push has happened through Texas and through California, it has spread out into former red states that are rapidly becoming purple and blue, where communities that were routinely safe communities for black communities, you know, at 80%, 90% rates. If you even remember back in the 90s, Compton was predominantly black. It's overrun. And what happens is the cartels are now placing family members in positions who come in and they take over apartment complexes, condos.
And they're working with the Democratic Party. I hear you. Amazing call. Thank you so much. Drew Hernandez, straight ahead. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Over in 54 minutes with the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, Infowars.com, and video and stations across the country. The great Drew Hernandez is here hosting Thursdays on a routine basis, fourth hour, DrewHLive.com. Hosts a whole bunch of very popular talk show hosts daily, and we're very, very honored to have him take over right now. DrewHLive.com, Drew Hernandez.
Thank you, Alex, for having me here on the fourth hour. I want to welcome all the info warriors out there, the thought criminals, and those that identify as based or red-pilled. Did you guys see that recently? The FBI is designating using the word based or identifying as red-pilled as right-wing extremism, and you're a domestic terrorist because you have traditional pro-America views. So, I mean, if you are just like a based individual in existence, according to the FBI, you're a radical right-wing extremist. I mean, but, you know, this is a part of the psyops that they run on the American people, because it's not about truth. It's not about error. It's not about, you know, what's right or wrong or anything like that. They will just designate whoever's an enemy using any buzzword they want, because that's how the deep state and the authoritarian regimes have always functioned from the very beginning. So, I mean, if you just, like, in theory, I guess I could say, you just say something that's based. You don't even say the word based. You put the word based on a t-shirt, radical right-wing extremist, because you love America, you love patriotism, you love the border, you love national sovereignty as a United States citizen, because that is what the New World Order hates. And they've mobilized the FBI, they've mobilized and weaponized the CIA, the NSA, they're going after the military. That's why they defunded the police to reinstall their own regimes. That's what exactly that was all about, not just like total anarchy across the entire board. But I mean, take a look at that. Slang terms, based and red-pilled, they're racially motivated violent extremists. I mean, the FBI has been hijacked by the New World Order, and I always make this very clear. There are still some good guys, some good women in the FBI and these three-letter agencies that love America, because anytime you actually talk to someone from the inside and they love this country and you ask them, like, is there really some kind of internal civil war going on within these agencies? And they always say yes. And it's interesting to see just where this is going to end up. And, you know, it comes out in the real world how the FBI gets mobilized and weaponized against President Trump multiple times, literally raiding Mar-a-Lago to the point of storming Mar-a-Lago like President Trump is like some kind of like authoritarian fascist dictatorial figure. They think he's Adolf Hitler. But I mean, it's not just with Donald Trump. It's Alex Jones. It's Roger Stone. Look what they did to James O'Keefe with the internal psyop that happened with Project Veritas. I mean, look at all this stuff that's taking place and that's being launched strategically at perfect times, because the devil works very, very strategically. That's why the Bible says, be on guard, wear the full armor of God that you may withstand the schemes of the devil. What does that mean when you read that in the Greek? The strategic plans of Satan. And we know the agents of Satan, of Lucifer, the New World Order that are within the federal government, the local government, within the whole woke clown world, Skittle people movement, anything you see right now that is being launched against anyone that just loves America, loves traditionalism, loves Christianity, loves Jesus Christ. If you just simply do not go along with these woke-tard losers, you're excommunicated, you're canceled, you're eradicated out of society, because that is how the cult absolutely functions. So I just want to welcome everyone that is watching the show today. If you are easily offended and you need a safe space, I will definitely tell you this is not the time to watch whatever you're watching right now here on InfoWars, because, you know, we hold nothing back. And if you watch my shows, you guys can go find me. Go look at my Twitter or Getter or True Social at Drew H. Live in the link in my bio. I host my show, Drew Hernandez Live, at least twice a week on Rumble exclusively. I also host a show called Frontlines with Drew Hernandez, 5 days a week on Real America's Voice. You can find all those links in the bio on my Twitter. Well, let's get into this, because I really wanted to comment on this. This bombshell report that has been all over the place, exclusively from InfoWars, Alex Jones and InfoWars specifically named in government censorship tools marketed to big tech. This is huge, and it's not a surprise. Alex Jones and InfoWars are specifically mentioned in government-developed online censorship tools marketed to big tech. Mike Adams of Natural News revealed on the Alex Jones Show on Wednesday, this revelation is the latest to come from documents related to discovery in Missouri's First Amendment lawsuit against the Biden administration, which already shown how the government has been working with big tech to censor conservatives. Alex Jones is named in those documents. Well, of course, and I wanted to comment on this and start the hour with this, because people will sit here and they'll wonder why it is imperative to support InfoWars and Band.video and every single link that has to be generated, because everything that InfoWars puts out gets not only shadow banned, but obliterated all over social media, because they want to stop the truth from coming out. They want to stop real information that is imperative for people to not only hear, but to digest, to take a look at and dig into for themselves. This is what you get from InfoWars. And this is why they want to shut them down, not only at this federal level, but at the worldwide New World Order level, for obvious reasons. And people might sit here and say, why is it so important to support a machine like InfoWars? It's because of that very reason. It goes beyond Alex Jones. It goes beyond Owen. It goes beyond me. It goes beyond anyone that has ever had the opportunity to sit here and speak on the airwaves of InfoWars, whether radio or the internet. Why? Because we live in the digital age where the New World Order understands that suppressing truth and suppressing correct, very informative information is imperative to win this war that they are waging against humanity. So this is why it is imperative and absolutely important to support InfoWars and check out the store, because listen, you lose this, guys. You lose independent machines that have been built up from the ground up. You have nothing. Okay, if they could do it to Alex, if they could do it to anyone, shut down something built by you yourself, which is quite literally the American dream, especially when it comes to the free press, the media, journalism, reporters speaking out, hosts, radio hosts, news anchors, you name it, whatever you want to call it, all that is supported and covered by the First Amendment, by the free press. You let the deep state go after these apparatuses that we've built. You let them go after and shut them down. You lose absolutely everything. We lose the ability to communicate with each other. We lose the ability to transmit information towards each other and through each other that is imperative to understand. So, I mean, you take a look at this story, and that is what all of this is about. This continual witch hunt going after the villain Palpatine in their eyes, Alex Jones. Okay, what is Alex Jones's crime? What is InfoWars's crime? What is the worst thing that they are putting out? It is just news, just saying things that should be said, speaking out against a global satanically charged and empowered New World Order that is attempting to hijack everything you know and love. Okay, when it comes to the pedophilia bleeding through Disney, we're going to address that as well. When it comes through these psycho freaks that claim to be women like Dylan Mulvaney, we're going to get into that as well. I mean, you're seeing Bud Light, you're seeing these alcohol parent companies lose absolutely everything. Because why? Because they're siding with Satan and Lucifer himself. So it's kind of a good sign when you see these boycotts take place, when these corporations decide to side with the devil and side with total degeneracy, targeting children through the mentally ill and the mentally unstable. I mean, but this is what you start to see, and you see it all the way from the top, all the way down. At the federal level, in the White House, where they're getting ready to, launch an influencer army, it's just going to be a bunch of woke-tard, mentally ill, hypersexualized, probably sex offenders running around the White House trying to influence your children to get them to believe that pedophilia and grooming is totally normal, and to get them to believe that just chopping the genitals off is just something that's totally relevant and cool to do in 2023, because I saw Dylan Mulvaney on TikTok, so that inspired me to chop my penis off. That inspired me to chop my breasts off as a little girl, because that's liberal and normal, and it's got a rainbow on it. Yeah, that's amazing. That's incredible. Yeah, that's, let's just do that. We are in trouble. We'll be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Spot in the timeline, wouldn't you agree, where American society, not only American society, but societies across the globe, some are still pretty based and have the ability to understand basic biology, you know, to understand truly what a woman is, truly what a man is, what a female and a male is, the chromosome differences. But in the United States of America, where the woke-tard losers out here claim that we are so advanced, we are so progressive, and we've made so much advancements, not only technologically, but socially, on a social level, on a cultural level, we are in the future, man. Who would have ever thought that the future would be Americans not being able to understand what a woman is? And not only that, but taking it a step further and taking a biological male and parading this individual that belongs in an asylum around the entire culture as the face of everything for all women. Now, I find this interesting because not only is this like the epitome of total depravity, but it's a total, I'd say, a big F you to women. And if you're a woman out there, you know what I'm saying, man. You see stuff like this. You see individuals like Dylan Mulvaney and you're like, that's the representation of females on planet Earth? This dude that has lost his mind, that is targeting children on TikTok to introduce them to alcohol, which is like standard practice for pedophiles and groomers? Talk about some seriously misrepresentation, because these people are always like, oh, we need representation. We just need representation in Disney because the black people don't feel like they have enough. The brown people don't have enough representation. The gays, the groomers. I'm telling you, man, that P is coming. That P is coming. Yeah, Drew, what are you talking about? The LGBTQP pedophile? It's going to be inserted. And it's going to be normalized, and you are going to have to accept it because it's a sexuality. It's a sickness. Remember all those, like, depraved TED Talks in, like, 2018, 2019? Or like, oh, pedophiles are just sick people. They need help. And, you know, it's just they can't help it. They just have bad thoughts, and people need to be nice to them because, you know, yeah, they're having a sexual attraction to children, but we shouldn't demonize the pedophiles. We shouldn't demonize the minor attracted people. No, we have to be nice to them and give them a safe space, because if we hurt their feelings, something bad might be done by themselves. It's like, dude, I'm telling you, that's why the whole groomer movement was fully launched in 2022 and Disney fully backed it up. You know what I mean? They fully backed it up. Because why? Because it's always about the kids. It's always about the children. And these people damn well want your children. But like I said, speaking of women, here's another poppin' article on Infowars.com. You guys should go check it out and share it everywhere you possibly can. Women are burning their bras to protest Dylan Mulvaney's Nike endorsement. Women who feel they are being demeaned by biological male. Man, Dylan Mulvaney partnering with Nike to promote sports bras have launched a new burn brawl challenge on TikTok. Well, yeah, because actual biological women are like, look at that, dude. You know, I always see people like these woke-tard losers, you know, like these pedophile simps and these, you know, these simps for like Dylan and all these losers in the comment sections. They're always like, you know, yeah, you guys, you right-wingers are just talking about Dylan Mulvaney all the time while he's just laughing his way onto the bank, laughing his way to the bank with millions of dollars. Oh, yes, there he is, Dylan Mulvaney having the time of his life. Well, yeah, yes, and I don't say that that's a good thing. I agree that this guy is making an absolute, building an empire based off of crapping all over biological women and targeting children and introducing them to alcohol via the CCP psychological apparatus that warps the minds of children known as TikTok. It's not a good thing that this guy is making a lot of money doing this. It's quite a pretty interesting grift, but it's lucrative because we've allowed it to get to this point. And I've always said this. You don't tell the children no. You don't draw boundaries in society when it comes to morality. It gets to the point where innocence starts to get violated, to the point where these people make millions of dollars building empires and careers off of normalizing mental instability and making money based off of introducing alcohol to children on TikTok. It's insane. It's I know you sit here and you say you're describing absolute total insanity, mental instability. It sounds like you're describing someone that belongs in an asylum. Yes, absolutely. People like this are being normalized in society for a reason. It's to desensitize you. It's to destabilize the culture. To destabilize any form of morality that we know in our culture, whether it be American, whether it be European, you name it. This is how they start to desensitize the public, and that's why they're doing it on TikTok, to desensitize an entire generation. But you know, this depravity does have its consequences, and we do see a bunch of people that are like simping for this stuff, but there is some good news as well. Anheuser-Busch loses more than $6 billion in market value following transgender, so-called transgender. I'm so sick of these headlines, dude. Like, I really am. Transgender people are not real. They're not real. If it's gender dysphoria and it's a mental illness, it's a figment of their imagination and their minds. No matter how nice the person is or it doesn't matter. Guys, this is what I'm saying. We cannot tolerate mental instability and reward it and say, hey, it's totally fine because they're nice or they're one of the good ones. No, that's not love. Love is having the hard questions answered and giving some hard answers to a harsh reality to someone that is trying to live outside of reality. You don't lie to someone like that. That is how you get a cucked out society like the one we have here in the United States of America. Telling people some harsh truths, that's real love. Quote me on that. Telling some people some harsh truths, that is real love. But Bud Light, man, Anheuser-Busch loses more than $6 billion in market value. Well, absolutely. I mean, look at the VP of Bud Light, okay? All these people ever do is double down, double down, double down. Because they care more about all their hypersexual propaganda targeting children more than anything in the universe. These people love money. But if you've noticed this common thread, they're willing to lose a lot of money over this LGBTQ, Skittle people, cult, hypersexualized groomer garbage. I mean, look at Bud Light VP says using trans TikToker Dylan Mulvaney is inclusive, lighter, and appeals to women and to men. Yes, we just need to make beer totally gay and homosexual. And yeah, that's right. That is totally right. She even went on to say that it's too fratty. I guess like taking a shot against like fraternities and bro culture, and I'm not an advocate for being a drunkard, but what I will say is everything that they identify with masculinity in their definition is toxic. They're always going to have to go against it, feminize it, make it all feminine, homosexual, all limp-wristed, from beer to Legos to Oreos to your children. I mean, but hey, society doesn't want to say no to these people, and you just got to deal with it, unfortunately. But you know what? We're going to say no.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Safe, man. And I don't say that to just, you know, fearmonger. I don't say that to be provocative and, you know, get people going. I mean, that's just the reality, dude. I mean, the so-called public education system, right? I mean, we know the universities have been indoctrination camps for decades. But you look at the so-called public education system, K through 12, the developments of groomers being fully mobilized and in full motion, full swing, just targeting your children all over TikTok, being unapologetic about it. I mean, Disney coming out and pretty much stating that it's a not-so-secret gay agenda, targeting your children with all this hyper-homosexual, gay, queer. These are all their words. These are all their words. Fully open about targeting your kids, warping their minds. And, you know, the interesting thing is, and if you ask yourself, you know, I was a youth pastor for about 5 years, and, you know, some of the kids, they get lied to. They believe some of this garbage. You know, when they get older, they realize that it's all propaganda. It's all lies. some of the kids when I was a youth pastor were pretty based. Like, they totally got it, man. Like, they totally got it. They're like, this stuff is garbage. These people are liars. Why are they trying to, like, shove, like, all this sexual, homosexual, queer, lesbian stuff? Like, why are they trying to, like, get us to just, like, embrace that no matter what? Like, why don't they ever show? I'm telling you, I'd have conversations with some young individuals that, like, see through this stuff entirely and are like, I want nothing to do with it. I want Jesus. I want truth. I want something normal and moral. I see what my parents were trying to tell me. There's obviously a culture out there that's trying to target me. And some of these young people are waking up. You guys have seen detransitioners like Chloe Cole and various other individuals that are coming out and speaking out that were indoctrinated at a young age and that are now waking up that they've been absolutely lied to and their bodies have been damaged. I guess what's in my mind and what I'm thinking is, how will the left-wing cult, the LGBTQ alphabet mafia, and those that are trying to normalize grooming, how will this cult respond to little kids that I guess they would call right-wing, that they would call based, that they would call true traditional? That if there are some young Christian kids out there that are, you know, under the age of 18 that see through this stuff, they exist, but they never talk about it. Because everything you hear in the media is, oh, trans kids, and the gay kids, if we don't cater to their lives, they're just going to take a gun and shoot themselves. Oh, now it's the gun's fault. So now we need to go after the Second Amendment because they're intertwined and the guns are waking up in the morning and the guns are deciding to just get up and get out of bed and shoot gays. Yes, this is how these people talk and this is how they think. But when you don't sit people down and give them a heavy dose of reality and you just let them continue to live off of la-la land, they begin to believe in some real lies, believe into some kind of alternate reality. It's just across the entire board. So my question is this. This is my question, guys. And let me know what you guys think. And shout out to those that are watching live on Getter, watching live on Rumble. I see you guys in the chat. How will they respond to kids that come out publicly and start saying the things that I'm saying right now? How will they respond to kids that come out publicly and start saying the things that Alex Jones says? Or maybe your based local pastor that gets it. How are they going to respond to children that do not accept their propaganda and their pedophilic propaganda that is trying to warp their minds? What is the next step for them? And we could take a look at what happened in Tennessee. A so-called trans, mentally unstable individual decided to take matters into its own hands. This person is a monster and murdered three Christian little kids, three Christian educators at a Christian school. Is that going to continue to be normalized? Is that going to continue to be the narrative that's set? That if Christian little kids do not comply with the alphabet cartel mafia's agenda, what happens to the little kids? I think that's a genuine question to ask, because that's what you're going to start to continue to see in society right now. I'll even prove it to you. Take a look at this story. Trans Florida teacher Ashley, okay, who allegedly said they were going to shoot the kids, then themselves remains in classroom despite parents' complaints. Listen to these details. Parents of students at Fox Chapel Middle School in Hernando County, Florida, are demanding answers from the district after a teacher made concerning comments allegedly made about harming children and themselves. Also, the district investigated the comments and found them concerning. The teacher was not fired and is back in the classroom. Several parents contacted Fox 13, with each sharing the same story, that the teacher made comments about harming students and then herself. And of course, this individual is apparently in the process of transitioning. The report notes that this teacher is a biological male, but, quote, is currently in the transformation stage of becoming a woman, and that, quote, Ashley is taking hormone medications and is planning on having surgery over the summer, unquote. Well, you see, in this situation, who gets protected? Who gets protected in this situation? The mentally unstable individual that's on drugs, okay? When someone cannot correspond with reality and someone cannot get basic reality down that is obviously mentally unstable, you don't start rewarding that and making matters worse with pumping drugs into that mind that makes that mental illness even amplified. No, you do that if you're the New World Order and you want a bunch of mentally ill, useful idiots running around doing your bidding. But in the process, I think this goes directly to my question, who got protected in that situation? Shouldn't it be the children? Someone making some serious comments about harming kids that's mentally unstable to begin with? That's on drugs? That is concluding in their mind that, hey, maybe I should just harm these kids that I don't like? You know how many stories that we've heard of base little kids mouthing off to these mentally ill snowflakes? You guys know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of TikToks out there. That libs of TikTok put out there of these teachers that are like, oh my God, this little kid misgendered me. And I feel like they were doing it on purpose. I can't believe that this 6-year-old had the nerve to misgender me and not address me by my pronouns. I feel like they were doing it on purpose. Can you believe that this 6-year-old hurt my feelings? One of those TikToks, one of those woke teachers was like, I think that the parents are Christians, so it's not the kid, they're all just Christians. Why don't they accept me? Isn't it obnoxious? And then these people take it to the point of violence. Violence and murdering your kids if they don't comply. Yeah, because that is how the commies function. That is how these globalists function. You're either with us or you're against us. And what that means with them is that we will not only excommunicate you out of society, it means that they, them, it means that they, them will take it to the point of violence if you do not bow down to the regime. They'll take your family, they'll take your kids, they'll take your job, they'll take the economy right under your feet. It will punish you for not complying with the LGBTQ alphabet mafia. Of course they will. Why will they do that? Because it's about power and control. And they're willing to use all these people that are, have you guys noticed? It's this minority of people. This tiny little, not even a fraction, this little less than a decimal point in the population they've given a gigantic microphone to, and they utilize these people to shut you down. It's quite effective if you think about it. And I don't say this positively, but it's quite genius if you think about it. But that's how the devil functions. How did I start the top of this show? The strategic schemes of the devil, they're all thought out, they're all pre-planned, and they are all for a purpose. And if you're not paying attention, I guarantee you, my friends, if you are not paying attention, you will fall for them. And you will be blind, and they'll run circles around you. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm reading your guys' comments in the Getter Chat, Rumble as well. And I really love this one from at the Dream 888. Says, mental illness privilege card is new currency in victim economy. What a true statement. I mean, I think everything I'm talking, I mean, I said a lot today, but that statement pretty much wraps it up, man. This mental illness card is like the new social currency in this total pampered snowflake, you know what I'm saying? Safe space, victim culture, where everyone's a victim. There's something wrong with everybody. If there's something wrong with you, then you know what? We're not going to make you stronger. We're just going to pamper you and make you weak. That's what victim culture does. You know what victim culture does? When you take minorities, when you take less than a decimal point of the culture, these protected classes, you make them weak, while at the same time, you empower them because they become invincible. You cannot speak out against them. They do not have thick skin. You cannot say any criticism against anyone that is a part of the victimhood culture, protected classes. You can't genuinely criticize anyone a part of these protected classes. And that's not a way to live. It's not a way to live at all, because everyone deserves some genuine criticism, especially if they're living a total degenerate, immoral, disgusting lifestyle. Everyone deserves some genuine criticism. Why? Because it makes you a better person. It makes you a stronger person. But the New World Order wants you weak, cucked out, limp-wristed, afraid of everything and anything, on drugs, losing your mind. But at the same time, they do that strategically because of what I said. They use these people and make them invincible because these are the people that become the useful idiots that do all of their evil bidding. And they definitely want you unhealthy. They definitely want you living, you know, like that scene in WALL-E where the humans are all like super overweight. They're just like, you know, they got like AI goggles on. They got like, you know, VR goggles on and they can't even move on their own. They need some kind of like assisted, you know, wheelchair to get around. And they just want you jacked in, not conscious of anything, not thinking for yourself, totally unhealthy. And they say, you're just fat shaming. How dare you speak out against Lizzo? Do not speak out against people that are unhealthy. You just be totally unhealthy and lose your life. I don't want people to die. I don't want people to have a short lifespan. Of course, no matter what, I want you to put your faith in Jesus so you have eternal life. But God gave you this temple for a reason. Take care of it. God doesn't want you totally unhealthy, unstable. The New World Order does and the devil does. Why? So you're a sitting duck. That's how they take you out. They don't want healthy alpha males. They don't want healthy alpha females that are totally on point, that are jacked in. They're just totally jacked out of the matrix and they're just on the wavelength of information. Their minds are just on point every single day, full discernment on total high alert. No, they don't want that. Because those are the types of people that become a threat to the regime. No, they want disgusting heifers like the one on the screen so that they're totally controllable and they can't go anywhere. That is what the New World Order wants because they hate humanity. They hate us that have been made in the image of God. But like I said, speaking of those that are a part of the protected class and have this little pass, you know, in the victimhood culture, look how far this really goes. Biden's DOJ seeks no jail time for convicted trans vandal charged with hate crime for defacing Catholic Church, assaulting staff member in Washington state. This individual smashed two glass doors with rocks and spray painted messages on the church's outside walls, including F Catholics, rot in your fake hell, kid groomers, and women haters in June. Oh, but the Proud Boys take down a BLM. The Proud Boys take down a BLM poster on a Catholic church. And oh, my God, all of a sudden we care about Christian persecution. We care about churches. What an evil thing to do. You get those domestic terrorist Proud Boys and you throw them in prison to rot forever. Yeah, as it's politically motivated. They don't care about Christ. They care about BLM and their cults. That's what they care about. And making an example out of anyone that disagrees with it. But you see a situation like this, someone a part of the Alphabet Mafia showing up to spray paint and vandal and make threats towards Christians, Catholics, those of the faith. They get away with it. The DOJ is not going to look at it. The DOJ is going to turn a blind eye at it. Why? Because this is a protected class, ladies and gentlemen. When you make protected classes, these people can do whatever the hell they want. That's the truth. That's the reality. And that's not how society or humanity should function. There's consequences to everything. Regardless of your skin color, regardless of your religion, regardless, it doesn't matter. No one is immune or should be immune of criminal activity, of degeneracy and going after children, threatening people's lives. No. But once you start creating protected classes, that's exactly when you start to run into situations like this. Staff members get assaulted. Christians, Catholics get persecuted, which is nothing new, right? It's to be expected, especially from the woke mob and these people that serve Lucifer. What I'm saying is you continue down this path. All these people are going to do is continue to get empowered, become emboldened even further. And these are going to be the so-called IRS agents, the so-called social workers that are going to be mobilized by the federal government to start knocking on your door with BLM tatted all over their foreheads and Ukraine flags pinned to their chests. You name it. Whatever's the current thing to believe. Showing up to your house. Do you believe what we believe? Do you think your children should be introduced to sodomy? Oh, you don't? Then give us your children. Give us everything you have. Let us in there so we can have whoever's in there. Sodom and Gomorrah, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you're facing. I've always wondered. I wonder what that was like. Not because like I wanted to partake, but you read the Bible, you're like, was that really how it was? Like homosexuals running around just demanding to have sex with anyone, willing to just like tear down doors and, you know, plow through someone's private residence to get to someone to have them. I mean, take a look at the recent transurrectionists. Looks kind of familiar. I'm just saying, man. I'm just being totally honest. But I mean, these people will always be victimized and they're given a pass to do whatever they want because they're cowards too. I mean, I think this article pretty much sums that up. LGBTQ activist group issues travel advisory for Florida. An LGBTQ activist group has issued a travel warning for the state of Florida in response to legislation that prohibits experimental child sex changes and bans pornographic books from being on school library shelves. Oh, yeah, because the LGBTQ, these advocacy groups, oh, no, 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 you don't let pornography in these school books. You're a bigot. You're homophobic. You're not accepting. You don't let us promote experimental surgeries, mutilating the genitals of kids. You're transphobic. You're homophobic. It's 2023. Get with the times. You should allow us to target your children with pornography. That's exactly how these people think. And they get a pass. Because why? Because they have that victim card. They're a part of the protected class. You cannot speak out against these people. You cannot say anything against these people. You must accept these people, even to the point of their pedophilia and their murder. And the White House is coming, man. Here's another article. I'll give you guys another one. White House to employ an influencer army ahead of 2024 election. Yeah, while they censor everyone on social media, while the FBI starts to say, if you say the word base or red pilled, you are an extremist. While they continue to shadow ban everyone all over. I'm still shadow banned on Twitter. Ain't nothing changed for me on Twitter. Elon hasn't helped me. I'll tell you that right now. But still on Instagram, on YouTube, right? Does it start to make sense? You see that Alex Jones and InfoWars are an official government documents for censorship tools? Get ready, guys. 2024 is going to be wild, and we all see it coming. And I'm going to call it again. These people are going to rig the election, dude. They're going to do it. They did it once. Why wouldn't they do it again? And they're getting an influencer army, a bunch of Dylan Mulvaneys, mentally unstable, perverted, targeting children. Why? Because they hate you, and they hate this country, and they hate your children, and they want your children. All right, guys, I want to encourage you guys to follow me on my exclusive Rumble channel. You can watch my show, Drew Hernandez Live. You can find also my show, Frontlines, with Drew Hernandez. All the links to those shows are in my Twitter bio, at Drew H. Live. Make sure to go follow me there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.